Kansas City with the ball. Ugly Faith bringing out a little bit of a press to left wing, down to the corner, to the baseline, number 5, Darren Miller, out to Parker Hare for the jump shot from the left elbow is no good, and rebound Ugly. Ugly out, rebound Kansas City in the first quarter, 10-5. David Messing dribbling to the right wing, pass to Trevor Jepeski. Top of the key, Mychek. Screen from Rosenthal, he goes the other way to the left side, pull up jump shot, no good inside the paint. And after the rebound from Miller, we have a foul against Ubley's. Trevor Jepeski reached in for the foul. That's his first and team's fourth for the Bearcats. 7:06 before halftime. It's Kansas City 8, Ubley 3 in a very low-scoring game.
Ubley's getting the shots. They're getting really good looks at the basket. It's just not falling.
Cuthrell to the right wing, feeds it into Logan Schenk, who is being fronted in the block, and he can't bring in the pass, and it goes out of bounds. Ugly ball 90 feet from their hoop. Cassidy's second, actually fourth turnover of the night compared to Ugly's one. Jeffrey Wright passes to the left wing to Messing. Screen from Mychek, and Messing can't hang on to it, and here comes Parker Hare the other way. Goes up for the layup. This one's no good. We have a whistle after the fact, and it will be Ugly ball. And a push from behind against Cass City. This will be the third team foul and the second against Darren Miller.
I could hear four steps on that layup. But it didn't go in anyway, so no harm, no foul.
David Messing sits down out there for the Bearcats. We have Mychek, Wright, Sweeney, Rosenthal, and Jepeski. Cass City on defense, Parker Hare, Logan Schenk, Sawyer Cuthrell, Nick Perry, and Chase Winter. Jepeski dives in the lane, and he can't get that one to fall. Rebound goes loose, and it's touched by Jepeski out of bounds. Kansas City ball, 6:22 left in the second quarter.
Trevor Jepeski has such a quick move to the hoop. It's really something to see. He's getting penetration into the paint. It's just not falling for him.
Kansas City tries to bring the ball up, and they nearly force a pass, which could have been a turnover. Jeffrey Rake had his hand on it, but instead it went out of bounds. So the ball advances to about three quarters of the length. And Cassidy inbounds from the side. Parker Hare at the left wing, surveying the prairie, the 2-3 zone from Ugly. To the right wing, Nick Perry. One dribble, nothing there. Logan Schenk now in between the block and the wing. To the top to Parker Hare, being guarded by Jepeski at the moment, now Sweeney. Picks up his dribble at the left wing, into the corner to Sawyer Cuthrell, trying to feed into that low block with Chase Winter there. Logan Schenk is at the right block as Nick Perry dribbling top key against Jepeski and Sweeney. To the left wing, trying to break down this zone defense. 5.5 to play in the second quarter.
If anything, Cass City is making Ugly work on defense.
It's still Cass City 8, Ugly 3. Jepeski with all 3 points for the Bearcats. Sawyer Cuthrell with all 8 for Cass City.
He was looking at a 4-pointer.
And Cuthrell is in trouble, and we have a 30-second timeout called by Tyler Erla. We'll stick with you on this one. Has a little bit of a slow-paced game, John. This feels like the old days here with no shot clock in NCAA action.
Both teams are playing really good defense, and they've got the matchups that they want. And unlike hockey, you can't really manipulate your players out there to force certain players to guard certain players. But anyways, this is kind of fun to watch if you're a defensive-oriented type of spectator. Even if you just love defense, period. You know, this is a game for you. I'm seeing some really good fundamentals out there, and the kids are really playing an intelligent ball game.
Cass City gets the ball out of the timeout at midcourt. Sir Cuthrell has it. Dribbling to the left wing, screen from Lounsbury over to Parker Hare for three, wide open, off the mark, and rebound Lounsbury. Back to Cuthrell. First offensive board for Cass City in the night. Parker Hare goes down to the right block, jump stop, gets the layup to fall for 2 points. Nice power layup for Parker Hare, his first 2 points. Cass City with 10, Ugly with 7. Right wing, Jepeski. Against Hare, to the left wing, to Sweeney. Surveys, back to the top. To the right, Drapeski taking his time as well, trying to feed it on a give and go to Jeffrey Wright, but stolen away by Parker Hare. And that is the third turnover for Ubley tonight. Bearcats trail by 7, 10-3. Cassidy on top. Sarah Cuthrell left wing to Parker Hare at the right wing. Screen coming from Schenck. Jump stop to the free throw line. Long jump shot in the corner from Chase Winter falls from 18 feet for 2 points. It's a 9-point lead, 12-3, with 4 minutes left in the first half.
Now this is one of the few times Jeffrey Wright saw the ball, but he gave it up.
Majchak gets the ball in the low, low post so much that when he took the shot, he was rejected by bottom of the backboard. Rebound goes out of bounds, Cass City ball. Substitution for Cass City, Brad Hacker replaces Chase Winner. Cass City coming right to left across your radio. Sawyer Cuthrell, acting point guard, gives it back to Parker Hare to come across midcourt. Also out there, Brad Hacker, Logan Schenck, and Chase, and excuse me, Keith Lounsbury. Left wing, Sawyer Cuthrell back up to the top to Parker Hare. Dribbles in circles, back to Pear.
Cassidy's playing a two-guard front. And Parker Hare, Sawyer Cuthrell, what they're trying to do is manipulate the defense for Ubley, and Parker Hare passed the ball right over to Sawyer Cuthrell, and he hits a three.
And he hits a three from the left wing, his third of the night, and 11th point of Cassidy's 15, and Jeffrey Wright responds with a three of his own. He can't get that to fall. A little miscommunication between white jerseys on the rebound, and it goes out of bounds instead. Cassidy ball. Dominic Rosenthal sits down. He's replaced by David Messing. So John Brandle, Anthony Sweeney, Jeffrey Wright, Cole Majchak, and David Messing out there for the Bearcats. Sawyer Cuthrell, Parker Hare, Brad Hacker, Logan Schenck, and Keith Lounsbury for the maroon and burgundy Kansas City Redhawks. Brad Hacker takes the three, left wing, no good. Long rebound tipped out by Schenck into the hands of Hacker again and reset that offense. Parker Hare to the right wing to Hacker. Being guarded closely by Sweeney on the left right wing.
Coach Recker went to a 1-2-2 zone defense right now.
Sawyer Cuthrell from NBA range off the mark, long rebound. John Brandle out of control, and he can't bring it in. And David Messing throws it into the backcourt, and Cassidy will pick it up at the Ubley free throw line.
They got numbers if they can go ahead and push it.
Brad Hacker in the left corner to Hare, feeds it into the low post, and it's stripped away. Intended for a winner, and here come the Bearcats. Fifth turnover for Cassidy in the evening. They lead by 12 points, though, 15-3. Into the right block, David Messing to the right elbow. Majchak for the jump shot, no good. Rebound brought in by Parker Hare. And we have a whistle, and this is going to be a carry against Parker Hare. Sixth turnover for the Redhawks. Cade Walsh, Rex Specs and all, comes in for the Bearcats, replaces Cole Majchak. Jeffrey Wright will inbound for the Bearcats into John Brandle and back to Wright. 95 seconds left in the first half. Ubley with a mere field goal and a made free throw on the night. Cassidy with 15 points, leading by 12. David Messing, left wing to the top to Sweeney, going against Hacker, down to the left block, layup is up, and it's good. Should have spoken sooner, I guess. Sweeney in with 2 points. 15-5, cuts the deficit to 10. Cass City still in control and with the ball to the left wing to Hacker. Cuthrell in the left corner for three. It is up and it's off the mark. Rebound still loose and it is a feud and it's going to be off of Sawyer Cuthrell last. He went against John Brandle, out of bounds, Ubley ball, opposite side of the court.
50-50 chance. You really can't go wrong with who was the last one to touch it. You just choose.
Bearcats with the ball with 5 points. Cassidy 15. Less than a minute to play in the first half. 50 seconds. David Messing to Cade Walsh, top of the key. Sweeney left wing.
With Cade Walsh in the lineup right now, that gives him a 6'4 body in there, and I think that's exactly what the Bearcats need.
It's a 30-second timeout called by Gus Recker. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
At Special Sense Flower Shop of Cass